Okay. That was Tom, KB2, Oscar Uniform Alpha. I think you got the call sign. Hey, well, let me tell you what I've done in my illustrious career. You know, my lifetime. I started out in electronics a long time ago, working for various TV radio repair shops in the past. Then I worked as I got my FCC first class telephone license. The FCC first class telephone license, which is kind of like the thing that you would need to be a chief engineer of a radio station. So I had that, and I worked at a radio station briefly. It really didn't work very long there. But then I worked as I worked for an engineer at a fire and burglar alarm company. I would be building up the prototypes, and I would be building up. I built up test fixtures or designed the test fixtures for testing the various burglar alarms. So after that job was over, I didn't really like doing that that much. You know, I had lots of fun building the test fixtures, you know, designing them and putting them together and making sure they worked fine. I actually graduated into working at a two-way radio repair shop, two-way radio repair, for about 6 or 7 years, and that's where I had some experience working on the FT-101s, but I have forgotten how to do it. I don't have the manuals here. And I'm not even sure if that thing was actually if your FT-101 was modified. You could check if I knew what to do. If I just don't remember it. So after working at a two-way radio, at a number of two-way radio repair shops, I worked for at least two or three different two-way radio repair shops. Then after that, I worked as a field engineer for paging companies, for beeper companies. You know, when everybody of any sort of importance had to have a beeper attached to themselves all the time. So I would, go out in the field and get all the transmitters working, or having to, if I could, I'd have to change out any antenna if the antenna went bad. If that was easy enough for me to do without having to climb any towers. If there was any tower climbing, you'd have to have a tower rigger to replace an antenna. but in certain occasions, if you're on a skyscraper and you're the antennas may be mounted on the parapet right around the top of a skyscraper, you know. So I worked for two beeper companies, each beeper company approximately 10 years each. So I kind of retired from all the electronics activity and beeper companies a long time ago when I moved up here. So, and besides, you know, I had the amateur advanced class license and the FCC first class license. And then right after I got the first class license, you know, the FCC demoted the actual first class license for a general radio telephone license. So it's kind of demoting me into a less important operator. It's not a first class operator, and it's not a second class operator. I had gotten the second class license before I got in the first class. So, just a demoting there. Well, okay, on hearing me and the Tintron all the way out in England. That is something. That is something. And I imagine my signal has the possibility of reaching all the way out there under good radio conditions. There has been some occasions where I would hear stations out in Europe, but on 75 meters. I remember several. It must have been during the winter where propagation towards to England and other places in Europe had worked out. I believe it had to be somewhere during the past winter when propagation was really coming through, and you were probably in England during the winter as well. So I'll turn it back to you, Ron. M0FLY. This is WA2CYT. Over.
We got wrong one. WA2CYT. Ah, very interesting, and sounds like, a technical sample and a very evolved and interesting, Dirk. That's great.